time to check in with our friends from the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. Sarah Spoonholtz on the phone. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be talking with you. Just saw you a couple days ago when we were both judges for Miss Eau Claire Soda, so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
We missed out on that that Lions football victory, but I know a lot of people around here got a chance to go with you guys.
Yeah, by one point. I kept, well, I was trying to check the game a couple of times, but I was like, you know what? Now focus on the pageant, do your job.
Yeah.
But I did happily pull it up once we were done, and I was like, one point, dang. Go Lions.
Yeah, I had my brother text him. He's like, oh my God, this game is so great. And I said, yeah, I'm not able to watch it right now. So I guess I'll just have to watch it later. Check out the highlights. But there's a lot of things going on with the regional chamber. What's the latest that you guys have coming up?
So our deadline for our business recognition annual meeting awards, the nominations are due this Friday. So you have multiple categories to nominate, either a business or an individual that has done really great things over the last year. I'm sure that everybody knows somebody over the last year who you've thought to yourself, man, they have gone above and beyond, and they are awesome, and we are so happy to continue to support them. So those are the people that we want to know. We want to know about them.
Okay.
We want to be able to recognize and honor them in February during our annual meeting.
That's exciting. So obviously, like you said, lots of different categories, lots of different things. But how long does it take me if I want to nominate some businesses and some individuals and things like that? How long roughly does it take to do all that? Because it really doesn't take that long. Because like you said, a lot of people know a lot of people that that are doing great things in our community.
Yeah, it should only take a couple of minutes. I mean, maybe there are a couple of the awards, like the Pat Moody Award, for example, where we asked for examples of that's an individual award, so we want some examples of what the person is doing. But otherwise, it shouldn't take but just a couple of minutes to do it. So if you're thinking about it, like getting ready to start your day or end your day or during your lunch hour, you can just pop up and on. And self-nominations, traditionally, we don't allow them, but we are because we realize that a lot of businesses, they are, you know, their staff, too. A lot of people are doing multiple different jobs, so we want to make sure that they are able to self-nominate as well.
Yeah, it could be a literal mom-and-pop type business, and it's like, do I nominate myself for doing great things? Well, you are, so why not? I mean, it's okay. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
And then the meeting you said is coming up in February. You want to mention anything about that, or do we just talk about that later?
We will have full details that will be coming out later on what's going to be happening with that. And sorry if there's a lot of background noise because, you know, I'm getting ready to walk out the door as soon as we're done here.
The cat's
if you hear my jacket, I apologize.
The cat's like, meow, don't leave me, meow.
Yeah, she's like, human, what? Where are you going today? I do not remember approving this.
This is not on the cat calendar. No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's some other things that you guys have going on. We're getting ready for another really great event, the Economic Club of Southwestern Michigan. Mm-hmm. And you guys are helping present Debbie Sterling, which that's coming up in March, but tickets are on sale for that now, right?
Yeah. So Debbie Sterling, this is a joint venture between the Chamber as well as the Econ Club. And we're really excited to welcome and bring her in. She is a female engineer, and she is the CEO and founder of Goldie Blocks. So this is it's a board game that helps inspire young women to get into engineering specifically. So she is not only disrupting the pink aisle, so to speak, is what her platform is on, but she's also helping to bridge the gender gap in STEM, which is fantastic and something that is just badly needed across the board. So we're really excited to welcome her in. That'll be in March. You mentioned tickets are on sale for that, but we also have sponsorships for businesses. If you want some extra, you know, give back for either students or your employers, or if you happen to be in that industry and you're like, hey, this is a great fit for our entity and our company,
sure,
you can definitely connect with us and we can get you involved with that.
That's really cool. Tons of things going on. I mean, these are just a couple of things that people need to know about you, but you do a great job of not only informing members, but just everybody in the community about the things you have going on, which is quite a lot. So, Sarah, where's a good place to find a lot of this information about stuff we mentioned, but also a lot of the great stuff that you guys have?
Yeah, if you head to our website, smrchamber.com, that's going to be where you can get the most information. But you can also head to any of our social channels, so Facebook, Twitter. Okay, maybe not Twitter is not the best example, but Instagram and LinkedIn as well.
Right. Well, Sarah, as always.
I forget about Twitter, Donnie.
Yeah, that's a conversation for another day. But Sarah, if always good to chat with you. Thank you so much for catching us up with everything going on with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. Have a great rest of your day, and don't forget to give the cat a treat.
I will not
do that. Right, write me up.
Have to wait until later.